A word for you from Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. One might say in this modern era that Paul is very negative sometimes. He doesn't upbuild our self-image. After all, just a few verses before, it says that each one must esteem others as better than himself. Now, surely that damages the self-image. Surely here, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, isn't that a gospel of works? Isn't that a way of making a person trying to reach heaven just like all other religions? No. Paul has laid out very clearly what the cross has done in this very letter. Just a few verses before, how Jesus went to the point of death on the cross for us. Yes, this verse shows us, though, the seriousness of our salvation. And as we are living a Christian life, we are to walk in fear and trembling before God. And we are to, as we handle holy things, realize that this is of God. Don't put the flesh into it. But nevertheless, this verse is joined to the next as part of the same sentence, which says, "For it is God who works in you." Remember that this salvation is of God. It is by His grace, and He works in you. Therefore, because it is God, because it is not our own self-effort, therefore we should work out our salvation with fear and trembling. If it was just us doing it, well, we could handle that. And of course, there isn't any fear and trembling because we're building up our own self-image. But if it is God, that is extremely humbling. And it goes on to say, "He who works both to will and to do for His good pleasure." It has been pointed out that it says, "Work out your own salvation." God has put in, as it says in verse 13, "For God who works in you both to will and to do." God has put in you His salvation. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you've brought your sins to the cross, well, God has placed His treasure in you. Now work it out. It's like a silver mine. Get the silver out. It's there. God has deposited it in you.